Perfection, Swift's Premium Franks now come to you cellophane wrapped in handy 1 pound packages. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, Swift's Premium Franks are then wrapped in the new handy sanitary flavor saver pack and brought to you at the very peak of their tantalizing flavor with all their natural goodness sealed in. So kids, tell your mom that you want Swift's Premium Franks. And Mom, get some today. They're delicious. And you'll be glad to know that Swift's Premium Franks are economical. There's no waste to them. Every bite is all nourishment, dinner quality meat. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the sanitary 1 pound package. Now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's late Friday afternoon as we look in on the Andrews home, and we find Mr. Andrews just coming home after a hard day at the office.
Hello?
Fred, is that you?
Yes, dear, it's me.
Well, hello, dear.
Well,
how'd it go at the office today?
Oh, busy as ever, dear. Oh, I'm exhausted. Dinner ready?
Almost. It's on the stove.
Oh, all right, dear.
Gee whiz, Dad, what are you doing home?
Archie, inasmuch as I pay the bills around here, I felt that when I got through working today, it was my privilege to come home.
Gee, well, sure, Dad. I mean, what time is it that you're home?
The same time I usually get home, 5:30. Mary.
5:30?
Yes, Archie, 5:30. Mary.
Oh, boy, 5:30.
Yes, Archie. Mary.
Oh, am I late?
Mary,
I better get shot at 5:30.
Archie, is this the first time in your life you ever heard of it being 5:30?
Well, no, Dad, but I'm late. I better start dressing.
Dressing? Dressing for what?
I'm having dinner at Veronica's house tonight.
Oh, dear, Archie, is that tonight?
Uh-huh. Don't you remember I told you last week that Veronica invited me to dinner?
Oh, for pity's sake, I forgot all about it.
Well, I almost did, too.
Well, all right, dear, go get dressed and see that you look presentable now.
Oh, I will, Mom. I'll wear my new blue suit.
All right, dear. And be sure you wear a clean shirt, too.
Gee whiz, Mom, what do you think I am? Sloppy or something?
Archie, of course not, dear. I just want to be sure you dress nicely.
Okay.
Well, I guess we have dinner alone tonight.
Yes, Fred, it looks like we will. Oh, now who can that be? Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews?
Yes?
This is Genevieve Hastings.
Oh, Mrs. Hastings, hello.
Tell me, my dear, is the cake ready?
The cake? Oh, you mean the cake for the ladies' club meeting?
That's right. I'm going to the meeting early, Mrs. Andrews, since I'm in charge of decorations and table settings, and I thought I'd stop by and get the cake on my way to the meeting.
Well, I haven't put the frosting on yet, Mrs. Hastings, but I suppose I could do that right away.
Would you please?
I'll be glad to, Miss Hastings.
All right, my dear. See you in a little while. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, dear, that was Mrs. Hastings.
The old battle axe?
Fred, she's not an old battle axe. She's a very important member of the ladies' club.
All right, dear, she's not a battle axe. What did the old very important member of the ladies' club want?
Oh, she wants me to have the cake I'm making ready right away, the old battle axe.
What?
Well, you know what I mean. Fred, we'll have to have dinner a little later.
Later?
Yes, dear. We'll have dinner in about an hour.
Oh, all right, dear.
But I certainly wish Mrs. Hastings wouldn't do things like that.
An hour. That'll be just about enough time for a nice little nap. Well, that's just what I'll do. Yeah, take a nice little snooze on the couch. Oh, there, that's better. Come to think of it, maybe it's a good thing Mrs. Hastings called.
Mom!
Oh, great.
Mom?
Yes?
I can't find any socks.
Mom?
I haven't
that's settled. Now maybe I can get...
Mom!
Oh, no.
What now? You mean the Yellow Socks? What did you say?
He said you mean the Yellow Socks?
Yes, I do.
What?
Yes, Archie, she does.
Oh, well, both have a hole in the towel.
Well, why don't you stop bothering me? I'm busy here.
But, Mom,
Archie, your mother said to stop bothering her. And stop bothering me, too.
Well, Dad, I need some socks.
Wear the pair with the hole in the toe. At least they're clean.
Wear the pair with the hole in the toe? Well, Dad, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Well, gee, suppose I'm at dinner at Veronica's house and I have to take my shoes off for some reason. What would it look like?
Oh, me. Archie, what possible reason could you have for taking your shoes off at dinner?
Well, you never know, Dad. Well, I was reading just the other day about a tribe of pygmies that eat with their...
Oh, great. Archie, if by some strange circumstance the lodger should have a pygmy for a dinner guest, I'm sure no one will notice a hole in your sock.
Gee, I never thought of that. Okay, Dad.
Pygmies who eat with their feet. Oh, if anyone can think of stranger things, that boy is the one to do it. Maybe I can get some sleep now.
Oh, Dad!
Oh, great. Archie, what now?
Can I borrow some garters?
Some what?
Some garters to hold my socks up.
Archie, what happened to your garters?
Well, I think they became a slingshot about a year ago.
Oh, great. Well, Archie, the only garters I have are the ones I am wearing.
Well?
Well, Archie, I am not going to take my garters off and have my socks drooping all over the place.
But, Dad, I have
and
to
And besides,
have...
I'm trying to take a nap.
But, Dad,
and
I...
you must have garters. Go borrow them someplace else.
Gee whiz, okay, Dad. I'll call Jughead. Maybe he can lend me some.
Call anybody you want to, but be quick about it.
Okay, Dad, okay. Operator, get me Riverdale 247, please.
Garters, I know.
Hello, Jug. This is Archie.
Hi, Archie.
Jug, I want to ask a favor of you.
Yeah?
Do you have some garters I could borrow?
I don't have any garters, period.
You don't?
No.
Gee whiz. Well, are there any around your house that you could lend me?
No.
Well, doesn't your Uncle Herman wear garters?
My Uncle Herman doesn't even wear socks.
Oh, fine. Well, Jug, what about your father? Doesn't he have any garters?
I don't know. I'll look. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
Hey, pull up your pants leg. Hey, hello, Archie? No garters.
Gee whiz. Aren't there any around the house any place?
Well, my father had some once, but I don't remember where they are.
Well, listen, Jug, I just gotta have some garters. Will you do me a favor and try and find those garters and bring them over right away?
Okay, I'll try.
Thanks, Jug. Goodbye.
All right.
Jug's gonna look for some garters, Dad.
Huh?
I said Jug's looking for some garters.
Oh, fine. Archie, I almost got off to sleep then. But would you mind not giving me a play-by-play description of your getting dressed?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I'll go up and finish dressing. But if Jug calls back, call me.
Yes, Archie. First socks with holes, now garters.
Dad!
Archie, what now?
Can I borrow your new blue tie?
Archie, how did you get from garters to ties?
Well, gee whiz, Dad, I dress at both ends and work
toward the middle. That's fine. Yes, you may borrow my new blue tie.
Thanks, Dad.
Dresses at both ends and works toward the middle. I don't like... Oh, great.
Mary, will you lend it up, please?
Yes, Mary, yes. Lend my tie. Answer the door. Do everything around here.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, Mr. Sherry. Hello there. Come in.
Thanks, Mr. Andrews, but I can't stay very long. Just drop by to find out how you are.
Mr. Sherry, I was fine until Archie started dressing for a dinner date.
A dinner date?
She's having dinner at Veronica's house.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope he's lucky enough to get Swift's premium franks. Those plump, delicious franks made of all dinner quality meat.
Yes, Mr. Sherry. Oh, great. Pardon me, Mr. Sherry. Yes, Archie.
Your new blue tie doesn't look so good. Can I borrow your gray tie?
Yes, Archie. You may borrow my gray tie. I'm sorry, Mr. Sherry.
Oh, that's all right. I was just saying Swift's premium franks make a great dinner dish. In fact, I just stopped and picked up a handy 1-pound package. You know, Swift's premium franks are wrapped in cellophane for your convenience and protection.
Yes, Archie.
The gray isn't so good either. Can I borrow your polka dot tie?
Yes, Archie, you may borrow my polka dot tie. Go on, Mr. Sherry.
You bet. Because I want you to know that the new sanitary Flavor Saver pack seals in all the natural goodness of those wonderful Swift's Premium Franks.
Oh, yes, I know. And another reason Swift's Premium Franks are so...
Dad!
Yes, Archie, you may borrow my maroon striped tie.
Dad, how'd you know?
Oh, I could tell. What was I saying, Mrs. Sherry? Oh, yes. I was about to say that another reason Swift's Premium Franks are so good is that they're made fresh daily in Swift's kitchens from coast to coast.
Exactly, Mr. Andrews. So wherever or whenever you buy them, you know they're always fresh.
Dad!
Archie, look. You may borrow the blue tie or the gray tie or the maroon tie or all three ties.
Gee whiz, Dad, that's silly. How am I going to wear three ties with only one neck?
I don't know, but quit shouting down here.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Go on, Mrs. Sheridan.
Well, I can see you're busy, Mr. Andrews, so I'll run along. But I sure hope Veronica's mother serves those wonderful Swift's Premium Franks made of delicious pork and tender beef.
Yes, Mrs. Sheridan, but right now I'm beginning to hope they give Archie bread and water.
Well, I'll run along. Bye now.
Bye, Mrs. Sheridan.
Dad!
Yes, Archie?
I decided to wear my own bow tie after all.
Oh, great. Archie, look, I don't care if you don't wear any tie. I don't care if you don't wear a shirt. But do not call me again.
Do not?
That's right. Do not. Not for any reason whatsoever. Now, is that plain? I'm trying to take a nap.
Gee whiz, Dad, sure.
All right. Sure, he says. I don't.
Mom!
Oh, no. Archie,
Dad!
Oh, Mary.
Do you have any brown shoe polish?
Archie.
I don't think so.
Mary,
not
I...
at all. Not that I know of.
Mary, I...
Fred, what on earth are you shouting about?
I'm shouting. Well, I guess I am, aren't I?
You certainly are.
Well, Mary, I have some slight reason to shout. It so happens I want to take a nap. But that boy keeps shouting his fool head off, and I...
Gee whiz, Mom, I gotta have some brown shoe polish.
There, dear, you see what I mean?
Archie, we don't have any shoe polish, and stop that shouting. Your father's trying to take a nap.
But my...
I don't want you to call me again, you hear?
Gee whiz, a fine thing. Nobody lets me call them. All I want to do is get dressed, and what happens?
Now, Archie,
no
you're too
socks,
big a...
No garters, no shoe polish.
Oh,
all I try to do is find out where it is, and everybody tells me to be quiet.
Archie, I...
Oh, gee, a fine thing, a fine thing.
Oh, for pity's sake. Archie, stop that wailing. I'll call Betty and see if she has some shoe polish. See, you will?
Oh, me.
Yes, I will.
Okay, Mom.
Operator, get me Riverdale 674, please. But it's high time you were able to dress yourself. No, not you, Operator.
Gee whiz, Mom, I can dress myself, but I can't go to dinner at Veronica's house without socks and without garters and without shoes, can I?
Archie, at this stage, I don't care if you never go to Veronica's.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Betty?
Yes?
This is Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Betty, do you have some brown shoe polish we could borrow?
Oh, sure, Mrs. Andrews.
Well, honey, could you possibly bring it over? I'm too busy to come and get it right now.
Oh, sure, Mrs. Andrews. I'll be right there.
Oh, thanks ever so much, dear. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Archie. Betty's bringing over your shoe polish. Now, are you happy?
Oh, gee, sure, Mom. Thanks a lot.
All right. Now, perhaps you can get dressed without any more trouble.
Sure, Mom. I won't make another sound.
Good.
And, Fred, please try to handle these things yourself. I've got to finish that cake.
Handle these things myself?
I
Mary,
haven't
I...
time to discuss it.
I... Oh, great. All I want to do is take a little nap. My son keeps waking me up. My wife bawls me out. Fine thing. Well, maybe everything's settled now, and I can get to sleep. I never seen it fail. Oh, every time I lie down for 2 seconds, either a doorbell or a phone bell or Archie sounds off. Oh, good grief, Jughead!
Who'd you expect? Heck is O'Reilly?
No, Jughead. I did not expect Acres O'Reilly, and I had forgotten you were coming over. Come on in.
I bought Archie some garters.
Good.
I couldn't find my father, so I bought my mother's.
Jug, you didn't.
Sure. I had some job finding him in those. For a while, it looked like I had to bring him my mother's girdle. I didn't think it would fit, though.
No, Jughead, I don't think it would fit. And even if it did fit, I don't think Archie would care to wear your mother's girdle.
Why not? It holds her stockings up.
Jughead, look. I do not care to discuss your mother's underwear. I suppose you just take those garters up to Archie like a good fella, huh?
Oh, okay, Mr. Andrews.
Hey, Archie!
His mother's garters and her girdle. That jughead, how his parents stand him, I'll never know. Oh, now maybe I can lie down for... Oh, no, Mary!
Well?
Never mind, dear, never mind. You should have known I'd have to answer the door myself in the first place.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. I brought the shoe polish.
What shoe polish?
The shoe polish Mrs. Andrews wanted.
Oh, that is for Archie. I'll give it to him.
Oh, all right, Mr. Andrews. Here you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No. Oh, Mr. Andrews.
Yes?
It's liquid polish, you know.
Liquid?
Uh-huh. It's not the ordinary kind.
Oh, all right, Betty. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Yes. Oh, but Mr. Andrews.
Yes?
Does Archie know how to use liquid polish?
Probably not, but he'll find out.
Well, maybe I'd better tell you how to use it.
All right, Betty. You tell me how to use it.
Well, first you put just a light coat of it on with the little brush in the bottle.
Right, light coat.
And then you wait a few minutes till it's almost dry.
Almost dry.
But don't let it dry completely.
Not dry completely.
And then you polish with a soft cloth.
Polish with a soft cloth. All right, Betty, I'll tell
you. Oh, but that's not all, Mr. Andrews.
It isn't?
No, you have to give it a second coat.
Second coat.
Uh-huh. And this time you put it on real thick.
Real thick.
Uh-huh. And this time you wait a long time.
Long time.
Till it's real dry.
Real dry.
Be sure it isn't still wet.
Must it still be wet.
Then you polish it very hard.
Very hard.
Very hard.
Very hard.
Very, very hard.
Yes, I get the idea.
Until you get a real glossy shine. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it. Betty, tell me, is this polish a new invention?
Oh, sure. It's a big improvement over old shoe polish.
Oh, Betty, they improve it anymore. People will start going barefooted.
Oh, Mr. Andrews, you're a terrible tease.
Oh, yes, I do. Fine. All right, Betty, and thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Andrews. Bye now.
Bye, Betty. Bye. New invention. Fine thing. Well, here we go again. Archie!
Yes, Dad?
Betty just brought over some shoe polish for you.
Gee whiz, Dad. I just brought our shoe polish.
Oh, good. I found what?
Our polish.
Oh, no. Archie, why must you...
Fred, what are you shouting about now?
Not a thing, dear. Not a thing. Oh, how do I get into these things? Betty gives me a full and complete history of the fine art of shoe shining in a modern manner when I find out that Archie has the polish all the time. Oh, no. Oh, by George, this time I am not getting up off this couch for anything. Not for doors or phones or Archie or Jughead or the King of England.
Dad? Dad, can I borrow your suspenders? Was jugged down and see where my father went to.
Okay.
And if he's there, tell him I can't wear a belt because these pants are too long and does he have some suspenders I can borrow?
Okay, actually, I'll tell him. Mr. Andrews. Mr. Andrews, are you sleeping? Yeah, I guess you are.
Hey, Archie!
Yeah?
Your father's fast asleep.
Gee whiz, he is.
He sure is.
Oh, gee whiz, he would go and fall asleep just when I gotta ask him something.
Shall I wake him up?
No, Chuck, don't do that. Golly, if we wake him now, he'll be so mad he won't even let me go out. Hey, Chuck, I bet we can take my dad's suspenders off without even waking him.
Oh, but Archie,
Chuck, I'm sure he'd lend them to me if he were awake, and I'm sure he'll appreciate the fact that we didn't disturb him.
Well, maybe.
Sure he will. Now, come on. You hold his vest up while I unbutton his suspenders.
Okay, Archie, but I still don't think...
Chuck, quiet. First, I'll get the buttons on this side.
Kathy, you don't wake up.
I am. There. Now I've got to get the other side. Careful, Archie. I am. There. I got that side. Now, Jug, the problem is how to get them unbuttoned and back.
I'll roll them over.
Jug, no! That'd wake them sure as anything.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, maybe I can slip my arm underneath and open the buttons that way. And then we can just pull the suspenders out from under him.
Oh, boy. Better be careful, Archie.
I am. Now, nice and easy, I slip my arm underneath it. Get my hand on the suspender button. That's one button open. Now the other.
Careful, Archie.
I almost got it, Jug.
Mary, stop.
Is he waking up, Jug?
I don't know. Should I sing him a lullaby?
No, just be quiet. And there, I got it.
Oh, boy. Pull the suspenders out quick before he gets up.
There, I got it. At last.
It would have been easy to go down to the corner and buy a pair.
Jug, what's the sense of buying a pair? You know I only wear suspenders once in a great while.
Did you call me, Mary?
Yes, answer the door, please. I'm busy.
Oh, the door. All right, dear. I don't know why I have to. Oh, good grief. My pants are falling. Ooh, there, I got him. How the dickens could that happen?
Mary,
will
you please answer that door? My hands are full.
Mary, my hands are full, too. Well, I'll answer the darn thing somehow. I'd like to know whatever happened to my suspenders. Oh, Betty.
Mr. Andrews, I'm surprised at you.
Yes, I am surprised at myself. I'm sure I was wearing suspenders, but now...
Suspenders? Who's talking about suspenders?
Aren't you?
No, I'm talking about shoe polish.
Shoe polish?
Yes, you might have told me that Archie wanted my shoe polish so he could go to dinner at Veronica's house.
How'd you find out?
Mr. Sherry told me, and I want my shoe polish back.
But I...
If Archie's going to dinner at Veronica's house, he can go with dirty shoes for all I care.
Yeah, all right, Betty, all right. I'll give you back your shoe polish. Fine. Just a minute, Betty, while I see who that is.
Good evening, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, Mrs. Hastings. Hello. Forgive me if I don't shake hands with you. I kind of have my hands full.
Quite all right, Mr. Andrews. I'm a little late for the ladies' club. Is your wife here?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Hastings.
Fred, how do you like this cake? Oh, Mrs. Hastings, when did you get here?
Just a moment ago, my dear. Oh, is that the cake?
Yes, I just finished it. Fred, hold this cake while I take Mrs. Hastings' coat.
Oh, but Mary...
Fred, here.
No, Mary,
Fred,
no.
Fred, take
no,
this
no,
cake.
No, Mary, you don't understand.
Fred, stop being rude in front of Mrs. Hastings and hold this cake and don't drop it.
All right, Mary, you asked for this. Hand me the cake.
Whoa!
Oh.
Fred, golly!
Fred, pull up your pants!
Mary, how can I with a kiss? Nothing happened.
I'm pretty on the short.
So, never mind.
Why are you holding up your pants?
Betty,
I've never been so embarrassed.
Mrs. Hastings, I can't.
Those skinny legs.
That's better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
So have your pants.
Jug, be quiet.
Half an hour ago, I started to take a nap on the living room couch. Now, is there anything wrong with that?
No, dear.
No, Dad.
Prettiest undershorts I ever saw.
Jughead, I said be quiet.
But what happens? Archie's busy dressing. Mary's busy making a cake. Everybody yelling. Everybody ringing. Nobody paying any attention to me.
You've got the spotlight now.
Jughead.
Okay.
Now, Mrs. Hastings, I apologize for this whole thing. Believe me, I am as embarrassed as you are, and I have as little idea how it's happened, but I'm going to find out right now. Archie.
Yes, Dad?
Do you by any chance know what happened to my suspenders?
Yes, Dad.
Well, what?
Well, you said I shouldn't disturb you, Dad, and... So I kind of took your suspenders off you while you were sleeping.
I thought so. Archie, I'm all the fool.
Fred, don't make a scene now. Archie meant no harm. He didn't know you'd be answering the door. I came in with a cake not knowing you didn't have any suspenders, and the whole thing was just a comedy of errors.
Well, I suppose so.
Besides, Archie's dressed now. I finished the cake. Mrs. Hastings can take you to the ladies' club, and you... Well, you can eat your dinner wearing a belt, I'm sure.
Well...
And really, Mr. Andrews, I understand. In fact, I wasn't embarrassed. Just a little, startled, shall we say?
There, Fred. You see, everything's all right after all.
Well, I suppose so. But there is one thing I want to say to Archie.
Yes, Dad?
If you're going to Veronica's house for dinner, please go.
Okay, Dad, I'll... Gee, now who can that be?
Hello, Archie.
Veronica! What are you doing here?
Just driving by, and I thought I'd stop in.
Just driving by? But, Veronica, what about our dinner date?
Dinner date? Well, Archie, that isn't until tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
And you really know what you're getting when you ask for Swift's Premium Franks. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, so you know they're fresh. Made by Swift, so you know they're top quality. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the new handy one-pound cellophane package. And while you're at your dealers, be sure to ask for Swift's Brookfield Sausage. Perfect for breakfast, ideal for a quick, easy-to-fix dinner. Swift's Brookfield Sausage is just right. Yes, just right. Not too mild, not too spicy, but seasoned to just right perfection. Ask for Swift's Brookfield Sausage, the sausage with the just right seasoning. And don't forget that your dealer has a tempting variety of Swift's Premium table-ready meats. Delicious Swift's Premium macaroni and cheese loaf is being featured this week. It's ready to eat, ready to enjoy. You'll find Swift's Premium macaroni and cheese loaf especially handy for holiday buffet spreads or for snacks and luncheons anytime. And now, back to the Andrews. It's half an hour later. Things have quieted down, and Mr. and Mrs. Andrews are just sitting down to dinner with Archie.
Mary, would you pass the bread, please?
Yes, dear. Oh, dear. Archie, go see who's at the door, please.
Okay, Mom, I'll get it.
Let's wait till Archie gets back, dear.
Oh, yes, dear. We waited so long for dinner now, one more minute won't matter.
Now, Fred, let's just forget the whole thing. It's over and done with.
Yes, indeed, dear. I'm glad to forget it.
Oh, Mom.
Yes, dear. Who was that at the door?
Pinky Schultz.
Pinky? What was he doing here?
Is doing here, Mom. I forgot to tell you. I invited him to our house for dinner tonight.
Oh, no!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Uriman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. Mrs. Hastings was Joan Shea. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday when Swift & Company, makers of Swift's Premium Franks, brings you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Swift & Company invites you to stay tuned for Meet the Meeks, which will be heard immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.